The five most important festivities in Mexico. Mexico is famous for its joy and colorful life. Indeed, it has several world-renowned festivals not only for their importance, but also because they are celebrated with a deep love and respect for their roots. Each one has its own colors, gastronomy, traditions, and its raison d'être that make them an unforgettable experience. From Independence Day to the Dia de Muertos, these dates have crossed borders and attracted the attention of people around the world, even beginning to celebrate it in different countries. If you want to learn about Mexico's culture and traditions, you should definitely visit the country during one of these celebrations below. 1. Dia de Muertos. Dia de Muertos is the most anticipated festivity for all Mexicans, especially those who have lost a loved one. On November 1 and 2, the Aztecs honor their deceased with beautiful altars filled with marigolds, sugar skulls, sweets, candles, pan de muerto, catrinas, alabriges, and an exquisite gastronomy. This tradition joyfully and colorfully commemorates each person who left for the afterlife, reliving memories and learnings in order to spiritually reunite with them during those 2 days. It is a date that brings together mixed feelings such as pain, sadness, nostalgia, love, and joy. In the cities, a series of parades take place with floats of different sizes, catrinas of all kinds, music, and a lot of dancing where people from all over the world participate. Dia de Muertos is a tradition that has its origins in the pre-Hispanic period and was declared by UNESCO as Intangible Heritage of Humanity in 2008. If you want more in-depth information about this event, click on the following link. https://www.princess-hotels.com/blog/princess-hotels-day-of-the-dead. 2. Independence Day. On September 15, 1810, Miguel Hidalgo rang the bell of his church and shouted "Viva Mexico," starting the struggle for Mexican independence. Since then, Mexicans proudly celebrate at 11 p.m. every September 15 the independence that gave freedom to the country. With lots of music, Mexican dishes, typical costumes, and fireworks, people gather in each square to recreate the cry of independence, ring the bell, and loudly exclaim the name of each of the heroes of the homeland. It is a special date to show the pride that comes from being Mexican and remember its history. On September 16, the celebration continues with a civic march of security forces and war bands representative of each institution. Click on the following link to learn more about this festivity and celebrate Independence Day with us. 3. Carnivals of Mexico. Carnivals are a celebration that takes place 40 days before of Lent and has pagan origins, inherited by our ancestors due to miscegenation. They are characterized by being a period of celebration with an approximate duration of 1 week where parades are made with different themed carriages. Each of these carriages has a group of people representing them with exotic costumes, choreography, and music. There are also contests where people participate to choose the carnival queen and the children's king and queen, who will be representing the celebration all that week. In this party, there are usually concerts with different music bands that entertain the public at night, along with a representative gastronomy of each place. The most famous carnivals in the country are those of Veracruz, CDMX, Merida, and Cozumel. 4. Day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Another of the largest Catholic celebrations in Mexico. It is based on the story of Juan Diego, an indigenous native of Chuautitlan. On the morning of December 12, 1531, when he was seeking help for his sick uncle, the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared to him for the fourth time to tell him that his uncle was already healthy. The Virgin asked him to climb the Tepeyac Hill where he would find some roses, in a place where nothing ever bloomed. He should collect them and take them before the bishop as proof of his miraculous appearances before Juan Diego. This is how every December 12 millions of believers gather in the Basilicas of Guadalupe to sing the Mananitas with great devotion and carry out a series of masses. Approximately 3 days before the celebration, groups of pilgrims are observed in the streets on foot, on bicycles or cars carrying a figure of the Virgin as a way to demonstrate their faith and pay tribute to her. In this way, they arrive at the Basilicas of Guadalupe that are located in different parts of the country. 5. Dia de la Candelaria. On February 2, in Mexico, Candlemas Day is celebrated, although it is also known as the Day of the Presentation of the Child Jesus. During this day, in all the churches of the Mexican country they bless the candles, symbolizing the light that illuminates the path of the believers towards the faith. Religious parades are held where they carry these previously blessed candles and representations of the Child Jesus are consecrated. And as a good Mexican party, you could not miss the custom of getting together, friends and family, and making a tamaliza, that is, eating tamales together. It is the perfect occasion to celebrate unity between people and the Christian faith, while enjoying a wonderful meal. At Princess Hotels Riviera Maya, we consider it of great importance to share Mexican culture and tradition with all our guests, so we always prepare great events for these special dates. We take care of every detail to celebrate them, respecting the tradition of each holiday and transmitting the authenticity of each one while we enjoy, laugh and dance with all Mexicans. Have you had the opportunity to celebrate any of these? Fancy celebrating with us? Leave your comment and we will read to you.